Thank God for the Holy Ghost, huh? Amen. Oh, I lost it. Medic. Thank you. Yeah, just throw it right there. That worked. Thank you, sir. I messed up the pulpit thing. Amen. Well, it's good to see all y'all's lovely faces this evening. Amen. Joyful faces. Amen. How many of y'all's been getting a lot out of the messages the Holy Ghost been bringing out? Amen. You and me both. It's been helping me. Really has. Amen. I'll tell you something real fast. Faith laughs at impossibilities. Faith laughs at impossibilities. Amen. I believe we're going to talk about joy a little bit more tonight. Amen. So, Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. Thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to gather around like believers, Father God, to be able to come in the church house, Father God, and to feed our faith. I thank you, Father God. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to unveil and reveal unto us this evening the truths from your word, Father God. And I thank you, we won't take it lightly, but we'll just continue to meditate on it and grow from it. And Father God, we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen. 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 You can turn over to Galatians 5 real fast, please. Say amen when you get there. Amen. February 13th, if you are wanting to go out with your spouse or whoever, make sure you bring your kids up here. Amen. It'll be good. It'll be good for y'all to get out and hang out together. Yep. Plus, me and Pastor Chelsea's going to be watching y'all's kids. Amen. And I'm going to feed them everything I can. And then tell you good luck. Yeah. It'll be exciting for me. It will be. Coffee and donuts. Yes, coffee and donuts, espressos, all the chocolate.
All the chocolate.
It's going to be really fun. Amen. And if your kids, if you are bringing your kids and they have Nerf guns, bring them. Man, we're going to have a war. Look, this is for the kids. You grown-ups can't come here and stay. Y'all are supposed to be going out. We turn it into a big party. All the kids, y'all go in the back. We're playing right now. Amen. Where'd we go? Galatians 5? Sounds good. Amen. Galatians 5:22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Yes, all of that you said. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. But what else right there?
Joy.
Joy. You know, natural human, well, let me read it to you out of the Amplified. Amplified says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is love, joy. Love and joy. Amen. And it's the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, right? But it's a fruit of the Spirit, correct? Joy is? So then should we walk around sad and everything else, long-faced? Because I know we do have to learn how to develop the joy on the inside of us. We have to learn how to walk in it, how to yield to it. Amen. Just like everything else, we still, I mean, I'm pretty sure none of y'all's made it all the way through love yet. So, I mean... we're still developing that. Correct. Yeah. We're still developing, you know, kindness.
Yes.
Being peaceable.
Yes.
Being loving.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm trying to turn my timer off here. So, where'd I go? Brightness. There it is. Now I got the bubble. Forgot my iPad. But we have to learn to develop joy,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Amen. We have to learn to develop joy, correct?
Amen.
Does everybody that's saved have joy on the inside of them?
Yes, sir.
Saved, you should, because it's a fruit And we do have them, but we got to learn how to develop them. We have to learn to operate in it, how to function with it. Right? I mean, it's there, but it's, what are we doing with it? Just like love. Love's always been there ever since we was a kid, but have we always walked in love?
No.
No, we haven't. Have we always walked in peace?
No.
Have we always walked in kindness?
No.
No, see, it's all a process. You know, we got to learn to develop it and to walk in it every day, you know. It's like a bodybuilder wanting to be a bodybuilder, but he weighs 115 pounds, and he just keeps talking about, I'm going to go to the gym one day. But never goes.
Yeah.
Is he a bodybuilder?
No.
No, he talks about it.
Right.
He wants to excite everybody.
Right.
Look what I'm doing, but you ain't doing it, right?
Right?
Well, I've got this mastered. I'm a bodybuilder. How many times you go to the gym? I don't. I'm gonna kind of question everything else that you talk about.
Amen. That's right.
Joy is not happy. It's not the same being happy.
Right.
Did you know that? Because, you know, some people naturally, their emotions drive them if they're going to be happy or not that day.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know, they could wake up on the wrong side of the bed and say, today's not a good day.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, so that joy isn't even working on the inside of them, because now they're just working off of their feelings and their emotions, and they rolled off the wrong side of the bed, and now they just assume that they're going to have a bad day. Or a person, you know, it's more, probably more y'all than me, because I don't ever have bad hair days, just so you know. But you could just, you know, whenever a girl has a good hair day, she's pumped about it. She's like, my hair's doing everything. I ain't even got to comb it, just laying like this. I just woke up. Here I am, Jesus, right? I mean, girls get happy about that, right?
Yeah.
But that's just, we're working off your feelings still. So the next day, if you don't have a good hair day, are you still going to be happy like that?
Yeah.
You know? Amen. Joy is a choice.
Yes.
Joy is a choice, and it is a fruit.
Yes.
Amen. Joy is a choice, and it is a fruit. Amen?
Yes.
We got to learn to operate in it. We got to learn to function in it. Amen? We got to yield to it more.
Yes.
We can't allow ourself, our natural human body, dictate to us if we're going to be happy or not, or if we're going to be joyful or not, or if we're going to yield to joy or not.
Amen.
We can't let natural circumstances dictate to us if we're having a good day or not.
Right.
We can't. Because now we're all kind of fleshly, to be honest with you. Now we're just moving off our physical senses. And what do you accomplish moving off your physical senses? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Well, you do accomplish something. You accomplish getting mad, blowing up at people, not being kind, not being patient. I wish the light's green. How long are we going to sit here? It just turned green 10 seconds ago.
Right.
Calm down, Scooter. You think you're just going to blow up? You got to get home in 5 seconds? Still going to take you 30 minutes to get there.
Amen.
Amen. That's pretty good. Amen. Go over to John real fast, please. John 11:15. I said John 11:15. I don't know why I went to John 15. John 11:15. I'm going to read to you out of the Amplified Classic first. It says, and for your sake, I am glad that I was not there. It will help you to believe, to trust, and rely on me. However, let us go to him. I forgot. I think I wrote it down wrong. I did. It's all right. We'll go to the next one. Go to 2 Corinthians, please. 2 Corinthians 7:4. We'll go there. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful. And what? And what? So then you're telling me that you could have the worst day of your life, the absolute worst day of your life, and you could still have joy?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
The absolute worst day of your life.
Yes.
And still be able to tap into joy and not allow it to affect you at all. See, because whenever you're starting it, whenever you are going through something, well, you know what? Yes, sir. Let's go real fast to Matthew 27, please. And turn back to Matthew 26. Matthew 26. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Because see, can the world tell that although it looks like our life is falling apart, or like, because Satan's not just going to leave you alone. Y'all know that, right?
Right?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you know that. But yet, we don't have to be fearful of that. We don't, not at all, because he's a defeated foe, correct? We have authority over him, correct? So he can't just come into our life, in our house, in our bank accounts, in our kids, and just run rampant. He's not allowed to. He's not. But if we are going through some kind of test or some kind, something's going on, can the world tell if we're going through it? They shouldn't. Because we should know to tap into the joy, the fruit of the Spirit that we already have that belongs to us, that we'll still be able to be joyful in all. It doesn't say in a couple of them. Well, look, you can be joyful only if you can't pay a bill once a month, that's it. But the next time, you're going to have to be happy. You can only be, you know, mad if you stump your toe 3 times in a month. But after that, you have to be joyful.
Yeah.
It says in everything.
Yes.
In all.
Yeah.
All. That means everything.
Yes.
We can still be joyful. See, we really need to understand that. We really do. We can be joyful in all of our tribulation, all of it. We can be joyful if we yield to it. Because God gave us a way of escape through every single thing Satan would try to put against us. So every single thing Satan tries to do to destroy us, God's already made a way out. He's already made a way out. But if we don't yield to the way out, then we're going to stay there for a little bit having to deal with it. But if we'll just shut our mouth and not complain and fill it with joy, say, you know what, regardless of what's going on, I could care less. God, thank you for the joy that you already gave me. Thank you, it is a fruit of the Spirit. I thank you, it's on the inside of me, and I'm just going to start developing it more right now. Ha, ha, ha. I'm not going to allow what's going on in front of me to affect me. I don't care, Satan. Keep doing what you think you need to do, but you're not going to allow me to move. You're not going to get me to step out. I'm going to stay forward. I'm going to yield to joy. I'm not going to yield to anger. I'm not going to yield to being mean. I'm not going to yield to yelling at people. Not. I'm going to yield to joy. Because if God has gave me that, then I can yield to it. It's a choice on my part. Matthew 26, go to 73, please. Me and Pastor Chelsea was talking about this yesterday. Matthew 26, verse, where did I tell you to go?
73.
Sounds good, all right. It says, after a while came unto him, I'm going to read it to you, that is King James, yeah. They that stood by and said to Peter, surely. Now, y'all remember this is Jesus said that you're going to deny me 3 times. Y'all remember that? He's like, no, I ain't going to do that. Y'all remember? Yeah. All right, good. He already did it once or twice, and now here's the 3rd time, right? And it says, verse 73, and after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech be true. Yeah, whatever that word is. Okay, thank you. Then, 74 says, then began he to what? Okay, so yesterday, me and Pastor Chelsea kind of talking about it, but go back up to the end of 73, please. Up one more, sorry. It says, for thy speech. Yeah. See, he sounded just like Jesus. Yeah. Others say that, you know, you got an accent, you know, we can tell where you're from. But I wonder if he also sounded like Jesus. That's why they knew he was a part of them. Because, see, 74, go to 74. He had to change the way he spoke. That a way he could fit in with everybody. That a way he could cover up who he actually was. See, people know you by what you're saying or what you're not saying. People can tell if you're a Christian or not. And if we're running around sounding just like Jesus, they know who we belong to. But if we get, you know, if we get put in a tight spot sometimes, that's exactly what happened to him. It says he began to what? Cuss and swear so he could sound like them. That a way they couldn't tell him apart from themselves. It's amazing, ain't it? So he had to change his entire speech because he obviously sounded like Jesus. And so now he began to cuss and to swear. That a way I can sound like y'all, and y'all can't tell me apart from you.
Right, exactly.
So us as Christians, we really shouldn't be running around sounding like the world then.
No, we shouldn't.
See, I wonder, you know, how many people at work, if we asked, or anybody that we hung out with, if they knew we were Christians, you know, could they tell? Not just by the way we live, but what we sound like. Can you tell that I am a Christian? Can you tell? You know? Or do I sound just like everybody else? Because see, Peter, he sounded like Jesus. I'm telling you, he sounded like him. They could tell. You ain't from here. You don't talk like we talk. You don't sound like what we say. You're not saying the words we're saying. You're not in fear. You're not worrying. You're not wanting to kill anybody. You're not wanting to beat up this man that's calling himself Jesus? Then he had to change it. No, blankety, blank, 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 blank. Okay, yeah, he's with us.
Yeah.
He's part of us.
Amen.
He sounds like us now.
Yeah.
He sounds like us now.
Yeah.
That's what Satan was waiting on.
Yes, sir.
Satan was waiting on his words. That way Satan could use his words against him.
Against him. Yep. Amen.
That's what he's doing to us, too.
Yes,
he's wanting us to go ahead and yield to his language instead of God's language. Because see, if we yield to God's language, to joy, God's language is joy, the situation and problems won't look near the same, and we'll be able to walk right through them unfazed.
Yes.
Unfazed.
Glory.
I said unfazed. You know, y'all ever seen that one picture of that one chicken that just pretty much all its feathers are gone, and it's walking, and somebody made a meme like, "Ooh, I made it through this week." You know, just like, that's not Christians.
No.
And it shouldn't be a Christian.
No,
well, you don't understand what I'm going through. I don't. But if we yield to joy, if we teach ourselves to yield to joy, we'll walk through just like, we'll look like this on the other side of it.
Amen.
Amen. So then we obviously need to make sure we're sounding like God, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is sounding like God? Ha, 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 ha. Ha, this situation, you know, it almost got me there for a second. You know, this situation almost got mad. But the Holy Ghost reminded me, joy. Joy is on the inside of you. It's there if you'll yield to it. Amen. Yield to joy. Amen. Go to James. Yeah, we'll go over there real fast. James 1:2, please. Actually, go to, you know it's going to happen. Go to Job 5:22. We read this the other day, but it bears reading again.
Job 5:22.
Yeah, please. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We didn't finish reading all of 2 Corinthians 7:4. I don't even think we did read it, did we?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, the end part of it, he says, I am overflowing with joy.
Yes.
Overflowing with joy. What does overflowing look like? Overflowing, you know, some people call it waste.
Yeah.
Bible calls it overflow.
Yeah.
God calls it overflow.
Yeah.
God calls it too much. Not too much, but not enough.
Because
He just keeps pouring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once it hits the top and it starts going over the edge, He goes, He starts pouring more.
Amen.
Overflowing. See, because once you start laughing, once you truly yield to joy, I know it's a life changer. And I know we've been talking about joy for a few services, but it bears repeating.
Yes,
it truly does. Because once we truly tap into joy,
yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. If, amen. If, amen. I wish you could see what was behind joy for you. I wish you could see what's trailing joy for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. That's why we'll yield to it constantly. Man. Amen. It's between you and God, but I'd advise to start yielding to that a lot more. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Word Job 5:22. Amen. It says, thank you, Father God, glory. At destruction and famine. What? Amen. So we can laugh at destruction. We can laugh at famine.
Amen.
So you're telling me that I can laugh at a bill?
Yeah. Yep.
Amen. Amen. I'll read a couple of these to you real fast. Amen. 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 About well, the devil tried to tell me I have to live in famine. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It's easy to yield to joy. You know, it truly is. It's seriously. The easiest thing you ever did. Amen. 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 Hey man, y'all keep laughing. It's good for you. I'll talk. Y'all keep laughing. Keep yielding to that. Because the answers you've been needing, you'll find them. Amen. The message of Job 5:22, it says, you'll shrug off disaster and famine. maybe I won't talk. Hey, Brother Clint, come sit down here by Steve, please. Yeah, you're the only one named Clint around there. Amen. 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 Look, I'm just going to say it. Somebody sounds like a chicken. The message, it says you'll shrug off. Shrug it off. Disaster and famine. You'll shrug it off. You'll shrug it off. The NEB says you will laugh at violence and starvation. You'll laugh at it. Amen. You obviously know Nehemiah 8:10. That's for the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
Strength. It's your strength.
Amen.
It's your strength. Amen. Psalms 89:15-16 says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound.
Amen.
Blessed. It says blessed is the people that know the joyful sound.
Amen.
They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And then it says, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day.
Amen.
All
Amen.
The day. Amen. Hallelujah. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted.
Amen.
The Fenton, it says, in your name they can laugh all the day. In your name, they can laugh all the day. Hallelujah. Proverbs 17:22, y'all remember that one. A merry heart does what?
Good.
But a broken spirit dries up the bones. The passion, it says, a joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul. But the one whose heart is crushed struggles with sickness and depression.
Amen.
Amen. We're not crushed.
No,
hallelujah. Because we constantly yield to joy. God made it available for me. Because see, that's what I was trying to tell you all a while ago. Amen. God's made a way out of everything that Satan would try to throw against us.
Amen.
He's made a way out. We just got to find the way out and then do it.
Amen.
And joy will get you out of a lot.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And it'll just make you walk through it unscathed, come out looking better than you did going in it.
Amen.
Amen. Because the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
Is your strength. See, so we don't have to try to fight Satan.
Amen.
It's funny, ain't it? So you're telling me I can laugh and defeat Satan? Yeah. That's what the Bible says.
Yes, sir.
Ha ha ha. But it's easy to always laugh when everything's going good.
Amen.
It takes someone, catch this word, developed.
Yes.
It takes someone that's not a baby Christian. You know, we all started off as a baby and we're all growing, correct?
Yes, sir.
But it takes someone that's older that knows how to yield to that. That knows that they need to yield to it. Don't get me wrong, there's some older Christians that still yield to anger and everything. So it's not always just the older Christians that know how to do it. Because anybody can do it, to be honest with you. It doesn't matter if you're a baby Christian or not. If you just decide, you know what? If the Bible says it, that's it. That's the final thing, and I'll do it. Amen. And so if we just constantly look at it and yield to it, there you are, right?
Amen.
Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy where? In the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Joy in the Holy Ghost. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord only when you're having a good hair day.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord only when all your bills are paid and you got food on the table.
Always.
Rejoice in the Lord whenever you and your spouse are really just kind of getting along. Awesome now. Rejoice in the Lord when all of your kids are well, when everything's going great, nothing's trying to break down on you, nobody at job's getting on your nerves, they're giving you promotions left and right. It says always. What's always mean? Yeah, always. Every time, no matter what. Every time, no matter what, correct? Rejoice. Rejoice. We could talk about that for a while. Rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. You don't understand what I'm going through. I don't. But what did Paul and Silas go through? Can we just talk about them for a second? What did they go through? Huh? They got beat? Wow. What else happened to them? Shackled up. And y'all know, I've said it before, but that prison, they said the life expectancy was 2 or 3 months. That's it, tops. That's the life expectancy. Once you went into that jail, you got 2 or 3 months, then you're dead. That's it.
Amen.
What'd they do?
Rejoice.
See, and I'm about 100% sure what you're going through. Has not can't probably can't even touch what they went through, but yet they still they were developed and they learned. Look, I know we're feeling beat up right now, Silas, but you know what? Let's get up and just start praising God.
Amen.
Let's just give God some glory right now. Let's just get into His presence. Let's just magnify Him for a minute.
Amen.
What happened? Amen. See, they looked better going out than they did going in. Because see, going in, they're shackled up and beat up and probably just hurting. But going out, unshackled, praising God, magnifying God, all the doors are opening for them. They're standing up straight, rolling out.
Amen.
See, that's what rejoicing does.
Yes, sir.
See, because you'll get that on the inside of you and you just won't be able to shut up ever.
Amen.
You might even get on some people's nerves that only like to be mad all the time. But that's fine. Because if I'm constantly rejoicing, it doesn't look so bad.
Amen.
And I'll be able to go through it with ease.
Yes,
amen.
Is it always going to be easy? Not all the time, but God's always, He's made a way for everything.
Yes, sir.
And so He's made it easy for us.
Amen.
You think it was easy for Paul and Silas to praise God? They were beat up bad. Y'all know that, right? Like bad. Yet they still chose.
Yes.
We always have a choice.
Yes, sir.
We can allow Satan to keep us knocked down and defeated.
That's right.
Or, ha ha ha.
That's right.
You threw your best shot, Satan, but you're not going to defeat me.
Right.
You've defeated me before and I allowed it.
Yeah.
But from this moment forward,
nope.
No longer.
Yeah.
No longer. I know. I know how to yield to joy now. I know I got to develop it, but I know I will yield to it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Almost spit water. Got to be careful. Hey, right? Amen. Rejoice, yeah. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Always.
Always. In every situation, all the time.
Yes, sir.
I was taking a shower the other night, and we got doors on it, and Chelsea had all the lights off in the room, and there was she strategically puts laundry baskets and things out there where I'm walking. So I wasn't paying attention, so I just kind of opened the door because she's already in bed. I shut the light off, and now it's just pitch black, and I'm just rolling to the bed, walking, pop, hey! And then you hear, oh, are you okay? Do I sound all right? Amen. It's a great opportunity. Yes, rejoice always. Great opportunity to rejoice, yes, right there. Great opportunity. Did I want to? No, didn't want to. Flesh wants it. My flesh wants to do what it wants to do. My flesh actually wants to control me. That's what my flesh wants to do. But he don't run nothing around here. He ain't in charge of Jack. So we rejoice in the Lord always. James 1:2, I'm just going to read these to you real fast. James 1:2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into what?
Diverse
temptations, right? When you're tested in different ways, my fellow Christians, consider it a pure joy. Consider it a pure joy.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means you're able to laugh. That means you're able to yield to joy. Is it easy all the time? No, but yield to it, it'll get easier.
Yes,
amen. Amen. It'll get easier. The more you develop it, it's like working out. If you never worked out and you go to the gym and you know you can't curl that much weight, so you start off with 5 pounds. Are you going to start off with 100 pounds?
No.
Why not? You're not developed to lift 100 pounds yet.
Right. Yes,
start off with the 5, develop and work up to it. Right?
Amen.
The NIV, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. The 20th century says, my brothers, when you're met with temptations, whatever they are, think of them as a cause for nothing but rejoicing. Think of them as a cause for nothing but rejoicing.
Amen.
I like that. Let's go over to Colossians 1:11 real fast, please. Everybody there? The classic says, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy. With joy. He says every kind of endurance. Everything. No matter what you're going through, we're able to get through it with joy.
Yes,
correct?
Yes, amen.
Correct?
Yes,
amen. I agree. I was going to read there it is. Philippians 4:4. Real fast, please. I'm going to read it to you out of the Passion. It says, everybody there?
Yes.
All right, good. It says, be cheerful with joyous celebration.
Amen.
Be cheerful with joyous celebration only when you're feeling good.
In every season.
And where?
Every season.
Huh? Of life. In every season of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are we going to do with joy?
We're going to let it overflow.
What does that look like? It looked like earlier when they couldn't stop laughing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
See, overflow joy looks just like that.
Yeah.
How do I yield to it? Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. That's how you yield to it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And it'll get easier.
Yes, sir.
And easier and easier.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let joy overflow. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 15. Have I read that one already? Romans 15, 13. All right, let's go over there, please. Amen. Be honest with y'all, I didn't realize there's so much on joy in the Bible.
Amen.
Seriously. Amen. Amen. Romans 15, 13. I'm going to read it to you out of the Passion. It says, "Now may God, the inspiration and foundation of hope, fill you to what?
Overflowing.
Uncontainable.
With what?
Uncontainable joy.
Amen.
Uncontainable. You know, you know, God can fill us and we can sit there and go, I ain't gonna laugh. I think y'all are crazy. Can't make me laugh. And you know God ain't gonna make you laugh.
No, sir. No, sir.
You know, you have to yield to that to be able to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You have to yield to that to be able to laugh, just like we have to yield to yelling at people. Just like we have to yield to hitting people.
Yeah.
Just like we have to yield to telling people what we think of them.
Yeah.
Amen. We have to yield to this uncontainable joy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fill you to overflowing. Overflowing.
Amen.
Uncontainable. Uncontainable. Amen. If amen. 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 I'm going to read this one to you out of the Passion. It's Psalm 30, verse 5. It says, "We may weep through the night, but at daybreak."
Yes. Amen.
But at daybreak.
Yes.
But at daybreak, it will turn into shouts of ecstatic joy. That means you're excited. That means we wiping tears and we just ecstatic about joy and we enjoy in life. We're not allowing that situation to dictate to us if we're having a good day or not. We're telling the situation, look, I'm full of joy. God has filled me to the overflow with joy and I'm going to yield to it. I'm not going to yield to anger. I'm not going to yield to madness, to frustration, to depression. Negative. I'm going to... you have something? Go.
Hallelujah. Can we just stand on our feet real quick? Glory, glory. It's like we're just about to combust in here. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Ecstatic joy. Ecstatic shouts of joy.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ha ha. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you something that happened to me today. I picked up the girls from school and we're trying to get home and have some dinner before we have to get back here to church. And I didn't want to switch over. Sophia's learning to drive. And so, anyways, I'm like, no, you just, that helps your joy. That really helps your joy and your prayer walk. So anyways, I'm like, no, just sit over there and I'll drive home. So we're driving home and all of a sudden she's in that passenger seat, but she sits up real tall. And then I'm slowing down to a stoplight. And then all of a sudden she says, stop, stop. And I'm like, what is going on? She's like, Mom, I'm acting like you. So She proceeds on the way home to act like me the whole entire time. So every time there's a car getting a little close, okay, slowing, wait, okay, look at those lines right there, the whole way home. So, but glory to God, we should be acting like our Father God. Our Father God laughs. Our Father God laughs. Can we go to Psalms 37:13? 37:13. Our God laughs, and we need to be mimicking. We need to be acting like the way God acts, right? Amen. Glory to God. Psalms 37. We're going to see how God reacts to things. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord laughs. Ha ha. That's what we need to be doing when we see a bill that comes in the mail. Ha ha. Satan, you can't do this to me because I know what's happening to your future. You're going to be bound and thrown into the pit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When sickness tries to come on us, ha ha. I already know that I have healing. Hallelujah. In my body, working in me. Glory to God. Ha ha. Ha ha. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to speak to some situations right now in this room. We need to be speaking to some situations. So think about what's happening, what's going on in your life, in your family, at your job, and we're just going to laugh. Amen. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Yes. Ha ha. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha ha. I'm going to remind you, Satan, that you're going to be going in the pit. Ha ha. Yes. Ha ha. I will rejoice. Glory to God. Ha ha. Woo. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do you have any?
So, what the last scripture that you had up there, was it the, oh, Psalm 35. 35. So this hit me like a ton of bricks just a second ago. I got it. I got a wobble. We may weep through the night, but at daybreak it will turn into shouts of ecstatic joy. Now, I don't mean to get spiritual on you guys right here, but the night, you could say the night is the darkness, and then you could say the daybreak is the light, and the light is the Son of God. And so we may weep when darkness comes, because sometimes we end up, darkness comes. Devil comes directly to steal, kill, destroy. But when we apply the light, when we apply daybreak to the situation, that's when things turn into shouts of ecstatic joy. When we stop focusing on the darkness, when we start focusing on Jesus, when we stop dealing with the devil, when we start going, no, God, I've got the light. Devil, you leave me alone. I've got the light. I've got the light. And we start looking to the light. Then we just start shouting with ecstatic joy in our lives. And I'll tell you what. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness doesn't understand it. It says that it didn't comprehend it. It doesn't know what to do with the light. All it knows how to do is back off into retreat. That's what darkness does. So when we have tears in the night or in the darkness, once we have the light and it's applied, we have happiness. We have joy, exceeding joy. Glory to God.
Amen. Well, like he is saying, the light, it retreats. So what did Paul and Silas do? See, that was midnight. That was the dark time. What'd they do with it? What'd they do in it? Changed the entire situation of what they was going through. It had them walking out of the jail free, not bound, standing up tall in victory. See, the darkness had to retreat. It couldn't stay there. See, it tried to develop them. It tried to overtake them. And he said, hey, Silas, let's get to praising God. Let's look at the situation we're in. Let's just praise God for a little bit right now. Let's see what really happens. Let's see the darkness start retreating. And so it had to retreat because it can't stay in the presence of God. It can't comprehend it. It doesn't know. So once we start laughing, once we start rejoicing, Satan's going, "What? I thought we had him. What's really happening? Run! Run!" Hallelujah! Amen!
Glory. So, just, I like word studies. And it's real quick to get into a dictionary on your Google. Or if I have the dictionary as an app in ministry. But check this out. Y'all want to know a synonym? It's delicious. Who doesn't like it? That's the one. I can say that normally. For rejoice, catch it really quick. Agree with. You're talking about yielding, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what yielding is? Agreeing with.
Agree.
So when it says again, I'll rejoice, it's saying again, I'll agree with God.
Yeah, amen.
I'll agree with God.
Amen.
When Paul and Silas were locked up, y'all know the sewer was through there and they was beaten, broken, and had, ugh. Y'all know that they had to agree with each other to agree with God. Hey, let's, like Pastor Rick was pointing out, hey, let's praise God. Now, they could have, no, I just don't feel it, bro. But they didn't. They agreed. They rejoiced. They agreed. They agreed with the word of God. They agreed with the light. They agreed with joy. That's what they agreed with. That's what we got to agree with. Pastor Chelsea was saying, there's some things need to be taken care of in this room right now. So why? Get it done. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You may as well. You can keep it if you want. That's in the word too. If you don't agree with it, you can keep it. But we have to yield and agree with God. We have to put it over on Him. He'll take it if you let Him. Always if you let Him, he'll never take nothing from you. Only thing He took away was our sins. You have to yield everything else to Him. Glory. Whew.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Jesus. We agree with that. We agree with that. Hallelujah. I thank you that it will bubble up in our soul. Hallelujah. It keeps bubbling. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we leave this place tonight, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will remind us of this as we go throughout this next week, that you will just bring this to our remembrance, Father God, the joy of the Lord, and we will choose joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.